What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.
Just getting the okay to swear in the studio. Spike, you're 100% allowed to swear, mate. Just speak freely. Don't, you know, like you say, don't consciously just swear, swear,
I don't
swear.
Want to fucking swear, all right?
Spike from Swit It in the studio with us.
Welcome.
Local legends.
That's the one.
What's good? What's good?
I had a go at that earlier and I think I nailed it, but I'm not doing it in front of you.
I can't do
it. I want to fucking judge both of you.
No, you can't do it.
Whoever loses has to do 10 push-ups.
Swit It.
See,
I couldn't do it.
That was cut and dry.
You gotta roll that tongue.
No, someone had to lose as well, so we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. He's doing 10 right now.
I haven't quite graduated to like the treble roll of like the da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, your one was quite like sharp. Can you do like a lengthy?
I'm scared, but I'm gonna have a go.
You cracked it. You're on.
It came from the gut as well. Do you have a lot of people doing that in the crowd at gigs?
Yeah, hard. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Like walking like through like an aisle at the shopping mall or something.
Oh, right.
You just hear randoms. And you just look to the left and they're just like, hey. And that's it. And you wave back and then they just walk off. It's like, oh yeah, sweet, cool.
Nice. Good to have a strong brand.
You're in studio because you got a brand new song out with Savage of all people.
Yes.
Was that awesome? Was that like, were you all in the studio together or did he just send his track in?
He was in Oz at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Australia. Little backstory on that. So yeah, we created that tune. I wrote the hook. We felt INF's vocal would suit delivering it. He did it. It was solid. It was mean. And then just like weeks of listening to it, I was like, nah, G. You know who would fucking kill this hook? Savage.
And I was the hook master when it comes to like a dude.
Just his, you know, his vocal tone and his presence. And then I was like, bro, I'll just hit him up. Then I hit him up and he was like straight off top, like, yo, I'm key.
You personally did it, or it wasn't like a publicist or anything, you just like slid in the DMs?
Nah, bro, that's just corny. Like I can't hit you personally and get that, then
cool.
That's not a real, you know, collaboration. But nah, we just hit him up and he was keen, and then I was just like, oh yo. And then like when he sent his vocals, I was just like, bro, this is it. You know?
I suppose he's got a studio wherever he goes, eh? What's he doing in Australia?
Oh, he's been living there for like the last, he's back here now, but he's been living over there for a while now, you know?
Right.
All his shows and, you know, his dance, electronic lane over there, it's massive, eh? So.
Mean.
Yeah.
He's a beast. Should we get into one of these maniac tracks that you've selected for us? You've selected quite a mix.
Yeah. So I've selected four songs that I feel inspired the curation of Seize the Day. The first track we're going to play tonight is Imperial March from Star Wars. Can they still hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you feel that motivation? It's quite sinister, but, you know, it depends on how you approach it. Get up. Get out of bed. It's 4 a.m. What the hell are you doing sleeping? Get to the money. Get your health in order. Change your life. Change others' lives. Get up there. See, right, this is my alarm clock. Getting out of bed, you know? My bed is an old rundown mattress in the back of an alleyway. But hey, I'm up, I'm out.
Reason to get out of it.
Yeah, hey, I want to get out of it more than I want to get in it. That's all I can say.
I reckon we just listen to this for a bit.
This shit is crazy, like, listen to it.
Shout out John
Like,
Williams.
When you hone in on all the different sounds, it's like, man. Bro, John Williams snapped, eh? I think he's cousins with Sonny Bill Williams, too.
Makes sense. apart from the fact that that's truly epic, the other rad part is if you are playing that off a certain popular streaming website, starts with an S, the progress bar is actually a lightsaber. And it kind of freaked me out the first time I saw it. I thought it was a glitch.
That's some next level marketing right there.
It's so good.
Salute to George Lucas and the Lucas family.
Yeah. Estate.
The Lucas estate. I don't know if he has a family. He looks like a lonely guy, but...
Oh, you're never lonely if you made Star Wars. There's heaps of crazy people want to get in touch with you.
Oh, we've got Spike from Sweater in the studio. New track out on Friday. And you are selecting some tunes which inspired Seize the Day.
Yeah, so that inspired us big time, eh? Because, like... You know, when we get into the studio, you know, we like to get comfortable, dim the lights a little bit, make it, you know, the temperature, rise it a little bit. We want a bit warm and toasty in there. And then we try to visualize, like what's your opening scene for your movie? And this came up. We're just like, man, imagine entering a building, a club, a school, a house, a mall, and Imperial March was playing.
Do you have a favorite Star Wars movie then?
I like Return of the Jedi.
Me too.
I don't know. That's my favorite.
That's the Ewok heavy one, eh?
Yeah.
I like that one too.
That's my favorite. But I was a massive fan of Darth Maul. Eh? I just thought he was a dope character.
Yeah. Double lightsaber.
The dual lightsaber, that was pretty on.
And then they cut it down the middle and, oh, now he's got two individual lightsabers. John, do you have a favorite Star Wars? Keen to overthink this?
I'm kind of into The Empire Strikes Back. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty dark.
That's the second one, eh?
Yeah, second one.
Yeah, true.
Some good
stormtrooper
action in that one.
Yeah. But I can never, like, that scene where I think it's in, is it New Hope? The first one.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, technically yeah, the first
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah technically yeah. the first one. Is that the one when he slices that, like, camel or whatever it is?
To get warm.
And he sleeps in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a real Bear Grylls type shit.
That shit lived in my head rent-free for so long, eh? I don't know why. Like, it always come up in my mind, eh? I'll be like, damn, that was crazy. Or was he moist in there? Or like, you know, like, was it uncomfortable?
Did he smell like, good afterwards?
It would be like when you're trying to get warm in the cold and you just piss yourself. It'll be mint in the moment and then it'll just be piss in your pants. So you're just surrounded by blood and cold blood.
But he just, yeah.
He went on to have a pretty cool life, so... Right, where are we going next on this musical journey?
So next, you know, magic is always created in the bedroom, you know? And so when we wanted to approach this record, we're just like thinking, you know, how people want to seize the day, right? But maybe some people want to seize the night. And so like, Boom 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 by Venga Boys.
I was trying to guess that wasn't the one I was going to guess.
Boom 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 by Venga Boys. This was a massive inspiration for us.
It's only had a casual, like, half a billion streams, so
yeah.
Everybody knows this one. If you've got a partner out there right now, grab them and dozy-do it.
Grab them and seize the night.
That's what motivation sounds like.
That sounds like sweaty motivation.
There was definitely a few people in cars out there losing their shit. You are listening to BFM. Don't change your dial.
Spike from Sweater and Studio. Did you play a couple of festies over the summer just gone?
Yeah. We played a few festivals, a few shows. Highlight probably be Northern Bass.
Yeah.
That was fucking wild. It was crazy.
Just because of the huge sound system?
Yeah. Like, bro, that's just pretty deafening, eh?
I was just about to ask.
I'm not going
to
lie. I need to start wearing fucking earplugs in that, yeah. Like, boom, the low end, though, them.
Did you notice that it's sufficiently more low end at Northern Bass?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it actually, no, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's no joke. Fluffy did sound for it one year, and he said that, I mean, seeing everything loaded in, he was like, man, it was
no joke
out
about
of
the
control.
Bass.
Okay. Bro, it's crazy too. Like, it's kind of like those ones like a grenade just went off, eh? It's like when you finish your set and you're like, where it's kind of quiet.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it's kind of like...
Shell-shocked.
Yeah, shell-shocked a little bit, eh? It's crazy.
What's the sound like on stage? Is it just, you got in-ears and stuff and you're just hearing yourself?
No, we had no in-ears.
Oh, wow.
Bro, okay. I can't even remember what the sound was like. Honestly, when you get up there, it's just straight adrenaline.
True, and you're probably on quite late, so you might be sort of cruising by then.
It's straight adrenaline. Mm.
Rad.
It's just energy, hey. Like,
I've heard really good things.
It's not like we're like, there's like hot out clarity.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole thing, it's just like we got out there and it's just like.
That's when practice kicks in, I guess.
You know, our super capes come on, our super tight undies come on, and we get to work.
Outside undies.
Did you stick around and see anyone else play?
Yeah, we saw Mello. Oh, we saw all like the boys in that, like Mello, Tom Scott.
Me.
Watch the LAB. There was a few others, Shy, we watched Shy as well. But it was hard because like we're on so late. I think we're on at like 9 p.m. or something like that. And I was like, man, we just wanted to send a day.
Yeah.
But like we couldn't. So it was like we had to like pace ourselves.
Right.
So
and then you're done and everyone's kind of on their way and you're like, fuck, I gotta catch up.
Nah, I was like by the time I finished the set, I was washed. I was like, nah, I ain't trying to drink or nothing. I just want a big feed and then like just chill. Yeah.
Very nice.
That's my life story. I know you asked. No.
What's next? What do we got lined up next?
Let's go down the rabbit hole. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, this song right here, bro, this is like, you know, when you want to dig deep into your heart and really find your purpose. You know, you want to find your purpose. And when you find that purpose, there's a certain feeling you feel. You feel light. You feel a tingle in your toes, your fingers. Your nipples start to harden.
That's true.
And then you throw on Love's Fool by The Cardigans. And that inspired Seize the Day.
Kiss him.
Deserve.
What a beaut song. Absolute beaut. That's where I remembered it from, Romeo and Juliet, Baz Luhrmann's version. We are here with Spike. He's chosen some songs that have influenced Seize the Day, featuring Savage, which is a fucking huge get, by the way. Dawn Raid represent.
Yeah, yeah. Who else? Shout out to Savage, though. Shout out to Savage.
Who else in Dawn Raid might you want to collab with?
Aradna.
Mm.
Definitely Aradna.
That would work really
but
well.
But, like, yeah, I feel like it would have to be the perfect song, eh?
Right.
Mm. Man, even Devoloy. His song Too Shy, even his bridge, I was talking about it the other day, his bridge on They Don't Know by Aradna and Savage, he killed that shit. Yeah, legends.
You guys use many samples from other people apart from, I know there's that rad as Ric Flair sample and stuff like that on
Hey, trying to get me in trouble, mate. Nah.
That's the rap game.
Hey, trying to give me the snitch on myself here, buddy. Because I'm going to do that right now. Nah.
If you twist it enough, you know.
It's not really up to me. It's really smoky. Like, right. Producers who scout shit. But yeah, you know. Mm.
Cool sounds are cool sound.
Cool sounds are cool sound. There might be little things out there, but.
If they're writing beats and stuff, what are they writing on? Just keyboards and. That sort of jazz. What do they write on the studio? Guitar?
Yeah, just whatever. Whatever needs to be added to it to get it to the place that they can envision it. So, yeah, it depends, eh? We've been in the studio hard lately, like full live instrumentation and that. So,
you guys in Roundhead recently again?
Yeah, we're in Roundhead.
Nice.
It was good to be back. Got to chop it up with Neil Finnegan.
Yo.
Good to see that dude. He always shows mad love. And
he's got a really good bed here at the moment, eh? You noticed?
Yeah, it's kicking ass, bro.
He's just like... He doesn't give a fuck. It's mint.
Bro, he doesn't have
to
give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's Neil motherfucking.
He's the man.
Like, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. But that's like, he's always keen to hear the new music and give feedback and chill and stuff. So, nah, he's a solid dude.
What does he say in the way of feedback? Because it's not really his realm, but I guess he knows sonically what sound.
He just says, man, it sounds that sounds really big or like.
Does he swear?
I love. Yeah, he swears. Okay. he'll say frick. Nah, frickin' heck, that was a frickin' good.
All the white tune
voice. He's
Does he also wear a cape?
Bro, when he plays synth,
he's not even fucking standing on the ground. Like he's levitating. He just levitates everywhere. He doesn't even walk off. He's just, I'll be back, boys, and then he just flies off.
In a puff of incense smoke.
Are you gonna gonna put together a bit of a tour for this release of this song? What's on the cards?
Not for the song, but for the album. Mm-hmm. We haven't said much about the album. That's because we're still in the process of completing the album.
Hmm.
But what I can tell you is this is our best work yet. It's an auditory visual, even if that doesn't make sense, but you get the idea. It's a movie.
Right.
We just put our heart and soul into this.
Any concept behind the record you can let us know?
Concept.
Apart from seizing the day, so to speak.
I think just real life, eh? Real life. That's the main thing to take away. But I don't know. We didn't want to come back after releasing Stony Hunger with something half-assed or half-pie. We wanted to put our all into something and eventually release something that, you know, we're proud of and we're happy to release into the universe.
Mm.
And I think like what we've got at the moment, you know, we're there. So
are the raps still Stony Hunger centric?
Because
you guys are kind of getting around now. You probably got other stories to tell.
No. I wouldn't say that. Obviously elements will always be there because, you know, that's where we were raised, born and raised. That made us who we are, product of our environment. But nah, there's a lot of growth, there's a lot of maturity, a lot of expansive ideas put on display. There's a lot of range.
Any other collabs?
Experimental.
Up the sort of sleeve, so to speak?
Yeah. Got this big collab with this dude. Yeah, he's got two eyes, two ears, one nose, one mouth.
Shit sounds special.
So fuck, you might know him. Do you know him? You know
him,
eh?
I think
he's
so.
He's got two legs as well. Two legs, two arms.
Local or internash?
Interlocal.
You gotta be. That's Corona speak.
Nah, hey, yeah, could be international, could be local. Don't want to give away too much.
Fair enough.
You know.
Hey, speaking of Corona, you've picked a track from a band called Survivor.
All right, listen up. For those of you that are raving on right now, enjoying my illustrious voice, this song inspired us because it's hella corny. But hey, sometimes you gotta get hella corny to achieve goals. And so for me, Caesar Day is really Sylvester Stallone running in his gray trackies up those stairs and raising his fist when he got to the top of those stairs. Because not any ordinary man can run upstairs and raise his fist.
There's a statue of him at the top of those fucking stairs now, isn't
there? You have to be a great man to run upstairs. I think there was 50 stairs. That's amazing. That's a world record right there. And so that's the kind of energy we took when we wanted to create Seize the Day.
Don't crash. Just realized I've got the karaoke version, so just sing amongst yourselves. Cheers. Can someone call up 309-3879 and sing the lyrics? Cheers. Consider the day seized day.
This is the fucking final countdown to you seizing your day.
Don't plant that seed. That's a whole nother epic jam.
Yeah. The final. It's like a mashup.
It blows my mind what Swidit listens to in the studio to get motivated. It's a lot broader than I thought.
Should have worked. Hey, we don't just listen to dudes rapping over sampled lo-fi beats, all right? We've got range.
Brilliant. No. I can just hear the lyrics in the background. No one's gonna call up and sing this shit. Damn, man, you're missing your moment.
You could be the next pop star.
Gotta start somewhere. What the fuck am I doing? Alright, there we go. Alright, we should probably get to the actual track. Oh shit, is it 316 long? I've got 316 is one of these numbers that I keep seeing in my life.
Damn.
That's confusing me.
And is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of biblical references, but
Stone Cold 360.
That one. Yeah.
The rattlesnake. On the artwork of Caesar Day, there's a snake. Wow.
For real? Okay.
That's deep.
Is this getting the vinyl treatment or anything like that? Any plans?
There will be vinyl treatment for this.
for this, like a 7-inch or the album?
For the album.
Yeah, rad.
Yeah. People keep asking us, but we're finally
gonna do it.
Gonna do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well done, man. Massive getting Savage on board. That's so dope. Absolute massive BFM fan. Check this out. Check this out.
What's up? What's up? This is your boy Savage.
Oh.
Just a massive shout out to BFM. You guys are the ones that started it. Much love, much respect. Yeah.
Notice he did start it.
Yeah.
Basically got the sweat it sorted. So.
Starter sweat it. See, that was. See, bro, there's so many fucking things happening right now. That's a sign. That's a sign. See?
Fucking A. Yo, hey, thanks, Spike, so much for coming up, man. Really appreciate your time and, you know, all the best with the. I'm sure it's going to be another kick-ass record. It always is. So.
Nah, honestly, I love coming up here, especially Yanni to you two. Apologies for the rest of the boys not coming, you know, they couldn't be fucked. Nah, they're actually caught up, but I said, hey, you know, God gifted me with these big-ass shoulders. I shall carry the team.
We got, we got the number one. Do you want to give us a BFM sting while we've got you here? That'd be
Yep. How many takes do I get?
Heaps. As long as,
well, we're here till 7.
We've got another 15 minutes. So.
All right. How does it usually go?
Do you want to hear the Flavor Flav one? Or you just said the Savage one. So.
Bro, I can't even remember what the hell he said.
I edited that quite heavily, so don't feel bad.
No, yo, 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 yo. That was 50 yo's, and this is Spike. Nah, tricks.
No, I like where that was headed.
That was good. That could have been the one, mate.
Yo, what's up? This is Spike from Sweat It. And you're now tuned into 95BFM.
Cheers, bro. Take it easy.
Or was I live when it was doing that?
Yeah.
Oh. We be up before the sun up. We gotta seize the day. On the come up, watch us run up. We gotta seize the day. Wake up and get it. Wake up and get it. It's time to hustle. Watch me seize the day. We be up before the sun up. True. We gotta seize the day. On the come up, watch us run up. Facts. We gotta seize the day. Wake up and get it. Wake up and get it. We gotta lead the way. You know it's time to hustle. Watch me seize the day.
Sweet it be the name y'all already know. Gotta seize the day, shine on snow. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yes, she, yay. I woke up feeling 312%. My glow up, something that I won't forget, no. I show up, I be taking all respect, so they hate. See, they got food, but they want my plate. Why? Damn, man, what can I say? Literally killing every day. Ever take a break, I hesitate. Cause they don't wanna see you levitate. So see you later, like I'm Susie Kato. 4 a.m. wait, bro, rise and grind, so I don't need a lay low. Raps, I slay those backs, I break those fake friends. Why on earth did they make those hoes? I got more heart than an IG live. Flyers in the hood like a Nike job. I put in work, man, I'm on my job. Do or die, I put on my drive. Yeah, I put that on me. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about to OD. We do what they does, and that's 4 times 3. 25-8, we work, they slay.
We be up before the sun up. True, we gotta seize the day. On the come up, watch us run up. Facts. We gotta seize the day. Wake up and get it, wake up and get it. We gotta lead the way. You know it's time to hustle. Watch me seize the day. We be up before the sun up. True, we gotta seize the day. On the come up, watch us run up. Facts. We gotta seize the day. Wake up and get it, wake up and get it. We gotta lead the way. You know it's time to hustle.
I'm moving different. I got more drive like my coupe is different. I'm too ambitious. It's in my genes like true religion. The sky's the limit like my roof is missing. I swear I'm not superstitious, but I manifest it every 2 week given. My mantelpiece just got a new addition. Can you stand the rain? Putting that work and it's taking a toll. Not here for second, I'm chasing the goal. Embracing the highs, embracing the lows. I'm built for this life and I'm ready to roll. Green light, green light, green light, go. 4 a.m. I'm on the road. Sweat it, beehives on patrol. Any beef against the zone. Black is hot, the streets is cold. Just like clothes, these people fold. Losers never reach their goals. Can't compare a sheep to goats. Every day I see results. You know I'm getting it low key. Spins like the one and only young OG, don't you see that?
We be up before the sun up. True, we gotta seize the day. On the come up, watch us run up. Facts. We gotta seize the day. Wake up and get it, wake up and get it. We gotta lead the way. You know it's time to hustle. Watch me seize the day. We be up before the sun up. True, we gotta seize the day. On the come up, watch us run up. Facts. We gotta seize the day. Wake up and get it, wake up and get it. You know it's time to hustle. Watch me seize the day.
What's cooking on 95BFM? Thanks to audioculture.co.nz, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Te pātaka korihi o ngā pōro o Aotearoa.